Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. One of the podcasts I listen to is the Packet Pushers podcast, and while I'm not thrilled about their how they approach security necessarily, I do like to know how packets are being pushed around the network. As a guy who's been supporting network firewalls for 20 years, you kind of have to know a little bit about networking to understand how the packets might get to you before you can do something with it with a security gateway. So, and of course that's been that whole topic has been changing quite a bit. Especially as we start moving into virtualization and talking about software-defined networks and stuff like that. But of course, one of the other topics is the prevalence, the slowly increasing prevalence of IPv6 within the internet and corporate networks and such. And the guy that they had on episode 275 was a guy named Jeff Houston, who works for AppNIC, which is the part of one of these internet organizations that gives out IP addresses for the Asia Pacific region, and so he knows a bit about how things work, and he actually laid out a pretty convincing argument against IPv6, which when you get to the core of the argument, it actually makes a lot of sense, right? Is that one of the things that IPv6 was trying to resolve is the fact that or this thought that everything that connects to the global internet needs to be globally addressable all the time. And that's just simply not true. If you look at the way that, your home network is set up, right? You go through a router, which performs network address translation. So on your private network, you've got like 192.168. Something, something. That's private address space that will never appear on the internet. When you go to the internet, your trusty little Linksys router or whatever it is you have will translate that address to whatever IP address your ISP gives you. And then lo and behold, you're on the internet. And so, oh, by the way, when you go to a website, most likely you're not going to a single server someplace. You're going to some sort of content delivery network that will then take that request and send it to an origin server if it needs to, or if it's caching or something. It will serve the content out of its cache. And there's quite a lot of things that, that these content delivery networks can do. And you're not even getting end-to-end connectivity in a lot of cases. You've got something that's, behind a NAT router talking to something else that's really behind a NAT router or some sort of content delivery network or whatever you want to call it. And so do you really need to have everything globally addressable in that case? Well, yeah, probably not. Because honestly, you've got enough, but the way that address translation works is it uses, keeps a mapping of things in a source destination and ports, used. And you can theoretically use a lot of that to basically handle, a lot of different connections behind a single IP address. It's more than enough for most cases. And sometimes it's not, if you've got really big networks and, carrier grade NAT, is what the big service providers use to essentially do this. If you don't need end-to-end connectivity, then you don't really need IPv6. Now, I would, in thinking about it a little bit more, when I first heard it, I'm like, who needs IPv6? But I started thinking about it a little bit more, and there's like, there are situations where you do need that sort of connectivity. Right now, there's just not enough IP addresses to handle that. And so, maybe we do need IPv6. Do we need it right away? No, I don't think so. I mean, even when I was, kind of big on IPv6, I still had the realistic opinion that it was probably going to be a very, very, very long time before IPv6 overtook IPv4. And there was no chance in hell that IPv4 was going away anytime soon. Just because for most people, if you look at IPv6 and the benefits it provides, it really doesn't provide a whole lot of benefit above and beyond IPv4. It's got more address space. So what, right? It doesn't solve a problem any differently. In fact, it's now more complex. And there are some, design decisions that were made in IPv6 that, are actually worse than the way it was done on IPv4. And you have to learn a little bit more about networking. And so if an organization is looking at going to IPv6, they're going to look at it and go, it provides me no actual benefit. I can still get to the, there's bunch of sites I can't, that, you know, I can still get to everything I need to get to today with IPv4. And, so why am I wasting my time going to, you know, going to IPv4? And, you know, he also takes it a step further and says, if we go to like some sort of namespace networking, then it really doesn't matter what the individual addressing is, because that could change at a moment. Because, yeah, I don't know what IP address I'm communicating to most of the time. I'm communicating to something with a, you know, with a DNS record. And that's, you know, and so it really doesn't matter. And that could, again, I could get returned a CDN address or, you know, or something else. It really doesn't matter. Now, the one issue that, that I run into with NAT today, and it's mostly on the game side, and it's just because I think the game designers are lazy, but you have to know, if you're designing any sort of peer-to-peer application these days, you have to know that basically every end user is behind some sort of network address translation. Sometimes they can control it and sometimes they can't. And most of the time, the ones that can control it don't know enough about their router to do anything. This is why we have horrible things like unplug and pray or unplug and play, or universal plug and play, sorry, which actually will, you know, which will tell your router, oh, open these ports, which, you know, is just, yeah, having your router trust your client to do anything is probably not such a great idea, which is why you should turn it off if that's a feature that you have. But anyway, this is, so it's just crazy that, that game designers don't even consider this, you know, in console manufacturers, even designs. I mean, Nintendo, I mean, I've written about this before. Nintendo, I have to map all UDP ports on my, you know, on my public address to map those to my Wii U so my kids can play Splatoon every once in a while, right? Otherwise they can't. And by the way, it's true for all games. And so I have to, or all games on the Wii U. And yeah, my, you know, there's basically Swiss cheese on my router to support all these game consoles, which is just ridiculously silly. And, you know, my feeling is that anybody that's designing a network application that requires peer-to-peer communication should be able to deal with, you know, with strict NAT. Because it's a reality in today's networks and it's not going anywhere. And again, I think, the majority of end users are not smart enough to necessarily figure out what needs to be done. Or, you know, again, they may not even be able to change the router because it's, you know, it's like in a hotel, you're in a hotel or something and you don't have, you know, good, or you're sitting in a Starbucks. Good luck with that. Of course, you know, whether or not Starbucks wants you to sit down and play, you know, League of Legends or whatever on their network is probably a different question. I don't know. And you probably shouldn't anyway, just because I'm sure the latency is going to be so bad. But again, I think it is an, you know, it's fine. It was nice to hear somebody else come out and say that, maybe IPv6, is not something that we really need. Now, again, I might argue that there's probably some, there might be some benefit to it, but, and I agree that it's, IPv4 is probably not going away anytime soon, because the IPv6 stuff that is out there, I don't think it's fully ready for prime time. Certainly not as good as the stuff that's IPv4. And for most organizations, there's no real benefit to going to IPv6. And, you know, and if they need to go to IPv6 internally for one reason or another, that's great. You can do 6-4 NAT and you can still get to the rest of the internet. So, but the internet itself, I don't think is going to IPv6, you know, by in, you know, or overtake IPv4 connectivity anytime soon. We're still talking about, low to mid single digits, as far as the amount of IPv6 traffic that's out there. It's not going anywhere. I don't think IPv6 is, I won't say it's dead, but it may eventually happen. But I don't know. Hopefully something else will come along that will eliminate the need for going to IPv6, because as I say, for most people, there's just no real benefit to it. And I don't see that changing anytime soon. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.